Good morning, dear Aurovillians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, and hi to all of you who are listening to us from near and far. Today is Monday, 9th of September, and it's partly cloudy and fresh here in Auroville on pleasant 26 degrees Celsius. Weather forecast for today says that we can expect periods of clouds and sunshine with a shower or thunderstorm around this afternoon and mainly clear throughout the night. Temperatures ranging from low of 25 to high of 35 with heat index on 38 degrees Celsius. Southerly winds at 11 km per hour with occasional gusts on 18 km per hour and will gain their speed slightly over the night with 13 km per hour with occasional gusts on 21 km per hour. Moon will be full tomorrow morning at 7:08 a.m. but is already illuminated to 100%. This moon is in Pisces and is the last of the three summer supermoons. Since the full moon falls in Pisces, it also risks being the most toxic. It makes us extremely absorbent of our environment, so this can work positively or negatively, of course depending on where you place yourself at this full moon. The positive manifestation of this moon will be those who are sensitive to its powerful force will have the superb ability to redeem themselves and help others to do so. But anyhow, as you know, for this month we designed a fun drive. And on this page, you'll find the information about the funds and you'll find the information about the funds we have received in so far. And you can update yourself how far we got and what is still needed. And of course, you are really much welcome to contribute, which will help us running. And now let us go to events in Auroville, and it's dedicated to general meetings this week. On Thursday 11th at 4:30 p.m. at Unity Pavilion, we are invited by Resident SLS Service to a general meeting to discuss sludge disposal in Auroville with agenda, introduction, a progress report from Auroville Council, presentation by Tom, presentation by Bindu, Margarita and technical support, and formulation of President's Assembly decision-making question, with a conclusion of course. And how come that it was called in such a short notice? Because a group of 68 concerned Aurovillians this week requested that Resident Assembly Service call a Resident Assembly decision-making process regarding sludge disposal at Mango Field. Their petition reads, "The decision to make sludge pits at Mango Field was taken without a proper process. Soil tests done by Auroville Environmental Monitoring Service show contamination as determined by Indian and other international standards and norms. The forest group in its August 2014 meeting agreed that if there is contamination, sludge should not be deposited at Mango Field. Therefore, we, the undersigned, ask the Resident Assembly to issue a stay order to Auroville Water Maintenance Service from dislodging and from for TDC to uphold this stay order till an alternate site is found for the sludge produced by the Auroville community. For more information on the topic, we shouldn't hesitate to email the Resident Assembly Service at rasservice@auroville.org in, or we can call them on numbers Inge 8870-288-502, Jesse 948-6623-749 or Selvam 994-3911-149. And then on Friday 12th at 4:30 p.m. again at Unity Pavilion, we are invited to a general meeting and Resident Assembly decision making process with topic Revised Mandate of the Funds and Asset Management Committee, FAMC. And all residents are encouraged to participate in both events to ensure maximum collective input into our community decisions. First, on Friday there would be a general meeting. How is the revised FAMC mandate different to existing mandate? And in the interest of gaining a better understanding of the functioning of the FAMC and the proposed revised FAMC mandate, the Auroville Council has invited all of the groups that would be represented under the revised mandate to present themselves to a general meeting and respond to questions relating to their role within the FAMC under the revised mandate. An agenda for this general meeting would be, before the meeting at 4 p.m, FAMC tea and talk, and this informal pre-meeting session aims to give residents an opportunity to talk, ask questions and seek clarification in a relaxed atmosphere. And then at 4:30 p.m, meeting starts with introduction and presentation and discussion regards the groups represented on the FMC. So the groups will introduce themselves shortly, each of them in 5 minutes. So 4:50 would be New Forest Group, then New Auroville Council, New Land Consolidation Committee, a community at large, a financial or internal audit specialist, and then New Housing Board, which would replace Housing Service on FMC under revised mandate, following AV Board of Commerce, then Unity Fund, then Land Resource Management, then Farm Group, then AV Board of Services, ABS, then 540 Budget Coordination Committee, 545 Sri Aurobindo International Institute of Educational Research, SIRE Board, and 10 Minutes to 6 Town Development Council, following by Working Committee, and 620 Summary and Closing. I'm following to that one on Friday 19 between 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Sola Kitchen. It will be a resident assembly decision-making process to ratify or reject the revised FMC mandate. This event will ask the community whether it accepts or rejects the revised mandate for the Funds and Asset Management Committee with the following question. Do you agree to ratify the revised FMC mandate as published in the news and notes on 8th of September 2014? And the revised FMC mandate has been published on Oronet, and a link to the Oronet version has been distributed via Mass Bulletin along with the above announcement. A paper version of the revised mandate will appear at the end of the next week's news and notes. And again, we shouldn't hesitate to contact Resident Assembly Service either by mail, rasservice@oroville.org.in, or via phones to Inge, Jesse and Selvam, who prepare this decision-making event with collaboration of Oroville Council. On Wednesday, 10th of September at 4:30 p.m. at Unity Pavilion, we can participate in interactive sharing on restorative justice, and all are welcome. Dominic Barter wrote, "Conflict is not a problem that needs solving, but a phenomenon that needs understanding." And for some inspiration, here's a few words from Dominic Barter, the founder of Restorative Circles. "Painful conflict is an opportunity for kind of intimacy that reveals the presence of community, of a tangible interdependence in which power, both in its action and its results, is shared. Painful conflict destroys, sometimes violently, the illusion that you make no difference in my life, that I make no difference in yours. Such conflict is a sometimes tortured awakening to the fact that we live together and that the differences we invest so much in affirming that we use with such earnestness in our attempts to separate ourselves from others or form unwelcome truths about ourselves are unable to banish the fact. In order for painful conflict to effectively result in a transformative change, it requires a dedicated space for it to flower. Such a space, and whatever practice we develop and enact with it, has a singular focus, to reveal our interconnectedness and to seed constructive action that comes from it and remains aligned with it. Tomorrow, 6:30 to 7:15 p.m., we can celebrate full moon at Amphitheater Mater Mandir with a musical meditation for the full moonrise with recorded music. And on Sunday from 6 to 7 p.m. outside Amphitheater Mater Mandir, we can join the singing of the Mother's Mantra Om Namah Bhagavate with Joy and Jivatman guiding the chanting. True Brothers in September will meet on Saturday 13 at 5 p.m. at Unity Pavilion. As every month, they meet for a reading of poems and singing of songs of our own and the ones we like in different languages. On 21st September at 5 p.m. at the Latin American Circle, opposite of the Canadian site near the International Guest House on the Tibetan Pavilion, Pachamama ceremony will take place. Pachamama is a ceremony for the Mother Earth, and it will be an offering to the Mother Earth, thanking for all that she gives to us and finishing with a bonfire. We are welcome to bring some food and drinks to offer to Pachamama. On Saturday, Asha invites us to Sacred Groves between 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for a day where everyone can build, and she's inviting all makers and building enthusiasts for a play date at Sacred Groves, where we can try cupwork, earthwork, fun activities, murals and paintings for children, and we can try recycled Tetra Pak furniture making and more. For information, we should call Asha on 944-306-9335. A core team informs us about the City Center Canteen. Some might have noticed that newly started City Center Canteen just below Café Le Morgan. It's a service to provide cost-priced snacks and drinks especially for the people working in the town hall area. Although it apparently came as a surprise to some, the Accord team has been looking for a long time into ways to fill a need that was not met by Café Le Morgan. They started with few basic eat items without advertising it because they are still learning the ropes and await help that has been enthusiastically offered to improve the recipes and menu. The canteen has started to fill a need, and it seems that city units and services are finally realizing the economic reality of residents who live around with a true aspiration and on maintenances, since they are trying to provide some low-cost basic food places. And beside Town Hall City Center Canteen, also cafeteria team at Visitor Center, open at Fast Friday Dos and Parota Corner, located behind Dreamers Cafe. It will be open daily from 6:30 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. and closed on Wednesday, and it's open to our Orovillians and newcomers with financial service accounts holders, volunteers, interns and guests with Aurocard, but no cash payment. And why they open it? to offer a clean and protected space where to enjoy local and organic specialties at an affordable cost. And from entry service team comes following announcement saying that we should note that the process for youth turning 18 applying to sign the B form have been put on hold. They are in process of revising the procedure that towns will remain on hold until the status has been revised, presented and approved by the community, as there have been too many discrepancies. On next Friday, 19th of September, Future School, a high school of Oroville, warmly invites everyone to come and see the school's work and enjoy lots of exciting activities, while at the same time help them raise some found. This year, Future School has reached its largest student body yet with 90 students, so as a lot of work has to be done to prepare their beautiful school. This fundraising open house will include live performances by talented students, with delicious yummy food, a raffle with great prizes donated by Oroville units, a challenging ping pong tournament, and many other great things, including an awesome flea market. They will start at 11 o'clock in the morning with hip-hop dance and many dances. Well, at Lapisin tomorrow, Wednesday and Thursday are offering swimming workshop between 9 to 10:30 a.m. for beginners. Because these classes are for people who want to improve on their basic swimming strokes, they should be able to float and do very basic swimming motions so they can work on form and also on stamina to be able to swim longer. As the workshop is of short duration, they might consider adding more classes in the future. The workshop is for our brilliant newcomers and guests. You can call Teacher Savitri on 89404-77667 or on 262-2585. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall tonight at 8 p.m. we can see an Indian drama action thriller, Landlord of Padmini, made in India in 2014 by writer and director Arun Kumar. Tomorrow they will screen Italian drama Human Capital, made in Italy in 2013 by director Paolo Verzi. And on Wednesday we can see a cultural ballet, Push, with Sylvie Goulaire and Roselle Malpand, and was made in 2014 and by director Deborah May. And we read from the words of the mother, Warren 14. Control over what one says is more important than complete silence. The best is to learn to say what is useful in the most exact and true way possible. Thank you for listening us. You can contact us on oravilleradio.org.